Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hello, my name's Dan. I'm on the Art and Animation course, and I live in Teddington.
Hiya, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, buddy. So, tell me a bit about yourself. What's your story and the past experiences that have shaped your life?
Okay, I went to university studying model making for TV and film. Came out of that with a degree. I've ended up working in the model making field. I've done some stuff for film, TV. Then moved into architecture. But through all of that, games have been a massive passion of mine and my wife. So I looked at the Train to Game course, applied in May 2 years ago now, I think. Entered the Game Jam competition in November, where we came in the top three. Ended up going to the Gadget Show in April, where we had some pretty good success. I mean, we didn't win, but it was a fantastic experience and met loads of great people. Kind of been plodding on with the course since then, and sort of new year, new resolutions, new goals, decided to sort of branch out and do something different this year.
Yeah, and what was that?
My wife and I have started our own company, Turret Studios, aiming to make apps for iOS and Android phones using the Unity 4 engine.
Is it just Unity that you're going to be using?
At the moment, yes, because it's the sort of only platform out there that we can find that enables you to make games for iOS and Android, giving us a sort of larger spread of the market as possible. We obviously loved using the Unreal Engine during the Game Jam, but at the moment it only supports iOS. Whether the Unreal 4 engine will be any different, and I really hope it is, because, yeah, I do quite enjoy using that.
So what are you working on at the minute, if you can say?
Yeah, we can. Our first game is called Digital Dojo. It's kind of a cross between Pokemon and Top Trumps. It's sort of a collectible type of game. The idea is you go around, you scan a barcode of an object, and those numbers from a pool of robot pieces will sort of generate a robot, which you can then sort of level up and customize. And then you can challenge your friends through Facebook. And if you win, you get points, so you can customize and upgrade your robot further.
That sounds quite fun.
Good.
I'd be interested in that one.
Excellent.
So is it just you and your wife working on it, or have you got other people as well?
At the moment, there's just myself and my wife. I have a coder friend who goes by the name of Whirly, who's sort of giving some of his spare time to help work it all out, which is quite good. But we will be looking at trying to get some other students involved, if possible. We've actually got two competitions that we're going to launch. One is to design a robot character for the game, and the other one is to design an environment for them to fight in. All the details will be up on our website, and you can download templates to sketch over the top of, or the Photoshop files with layers if you want to do your work digitally. And then we'll put everything up on the website and let people sort of do a poll, vote for their favourites, and then hopefully those final designs will end up in the game.
Very nice. And what's the website?
It's www.turret-studios.com.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.